Unit 7. If she can dream it.
This week's burning issue deals with the differences between boys' and girls' future careers and opportunities in life. With us today is Elizabeth Keim, who is a journalist and communications consultant. She has written extensively about women's and girls' issues for UNICEF, where she served for over 5 years as a correspondent, web writer, and marketing director. Thank you for being with us today.
Good afternoon. Pleasure being with you.
So, what is the situation for girls and boys in education and economy these days?
Let's start with the hard facts. Girls have fewer economic opportunities than boys in nearly every region of the world. 150 million girls under age 18 are victims of sexual violence each year. Women earn about 6% less than men for doing the same job. Today, there are 600 million adolescent girls, and giving them access to education and training is now widely accepted as a human right. Economists, health professors, corporate foundations, and journalists have praised the potential of girls in helping a nation's economic development. In order to support girls, many people believe that education is key, but it doesn't stop there. They hear over and over that an education and training will allow them to get jobs, earn income, care for their families, participate in their communities and local economies, and change the world. Unfortunately, girls hear the message, but do not feel like they have the power to overcome the obstacles.
That means they are being told that education can make a difference, and at the same time, they are confronted with the realities of the job market, challenging that ideal.
Yes, around the world, adolescent girls are leaving school with ever higher degrees of achievement, but with ever lower chances of finding careers that will make them happy and earn them enough money.
And apart from education, what else does it take to support girls?
Today, more than ever, girls need to understand that there is a link between their education and their future. Therefore, they need real-life role models to offer personal examples of success and mechanisms to tackle the challenges and failures that are a part of any success story.
Thank you for having been with us, and let us all work together in closing the gender gap. I expect everyone out there to help in achieving a better, more equal, and just society.